is a mechanism there for kind of councils to discuss decisions with them. But again, because of the lockdown, the virus, and people working from home, that's proven to be even more difficult. But as you say, the problem hasn't gone away. This money was allocated over a year ago. The council got an advisory farming board plan all the way back last spring, asking certain questions about the method that they were going to use to dredge the river and do the other work in the areas like the wildlife, the fauna, the fish and all that type of thing. So the council actually at that stage, they employed a consultant to come up with the method statements and so on and so forth, and they kind of went over the application again. Now, this application will have an input from OPW, an input from the Loss Agency, an input from all the civil servants, the same as the same people that are making decisions in Dublin. And again, it hasn't been successful. So I do know at the moment the council are in contact with them, Bord Panala, and I'm told that they plan to have an appeal. But it is quite worrying because this is only that's what's called a minor work scheme, which is around 160,000. And the council's been doing these for years and years and years. These happened every year, small schemes from 50,000 to 100,000. But it's the knock-on effect that this could have now in these major schemes that you have in Lifford, Castlefin, Buncrana, Donegal Town, Balfaith, where you have tens of millions of euros have been allocated by outgoing Minister Boxer Mourne. And I tell you, if it's going to be this difficult to get a small scheme up and going, and apparently it's just now, there's an awful lot of surveying and screening, never mind wildlife and fish habitats and that. But you know, what everybody says is there's no regard whatsoever for human habitat, for the threat to life and well-being and people's houses and businesses. And we have one business that lost €1 million alone. And, you know, it is worrying. It's taken so long just to get it to a permission stage.
We have been told by the council that if everything moves at the optimum speed, it's going to take 4 to 5 years before we'll see anything happen in those major projects you referred to. If it happens at the sort of level we're seeing with the dredging application for the Finn, I mean, the speed is going to be positively glacial.
Absolutely. We were given now that we were getting a time frame for the different schemes. Each scheme's slightly different depending on what's been done. The OPW deals directly with some schemes. For example, Lifford, the council has worked hand in hand with the OPW on the other schemes. For example, Castlefin and Balfaith was added recently. The council have hired on staff there recently specifically to deal with this, and they're working and appear to have been well read into the situation, seem to be working very well. But the time frame alone, I think, was up to something like nearly 3 years before you'd have the diggers and doing the work. But like the amount of details and things that are important that they're looking for at this stage, I would certainly think that could be even be longer. And you know, the thing is, there's a lot of new rules and habitat directives and some comes from Europe all the time, and God knows what will be here in 2 or 3 years' time. Like, you could keep having to go back to the drawing board. But at this stage, we want to try and find out. The council is still, I understand, they're still reading through, they're still assessing it, and they're still trying to get answers from on board Panala. But, you know, you'd now need on board Panala working with, you know, the council and senior civil servants in Dublin working with them in Donegal, rather than one trying to get it right here and the other having a final say. I think we all need to work together, and that includes on board Panala.